Felix, why don't you just leave yourself alone? Don't tinker.
I can't help myself. I drive everyone crazy. A marriage counselor once kicked me out of his office. He wrote on my chart, lunatic. I don't blame her. It's impossible to be married to me.
Yeah, it takes two to make a rotten marriage.
Oh, you don't know what I was like at home.
It debuted on Broadway in March of 1965, was a huge hit, was then made into a movie with Walter Matthau, and everybody remembers the movie, and then, of course, the TV show from the 70s with Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
Will there be any surprises in this production, or is this pretty much what we have known as and known and loved as The Odd Couple?
Well, actually, I think the surprise will be that we are being so authentic to 1965 when the show debuted and when it was written. A lot of the productions that you would see throughout the country now, because it is such a timeless story, so funny, so, you know, actually can be set anywhere, they don't push the year so much. But I do think that's important because that was a time when divorce was becoming a little more common. You know, you started having all the self-help books of, are you really happy? Or, you know, are you where you want to be in life? And, you know, we need to pursue our happiness. So divorce was becoming more and more common in the mid-60s. And it's like, how did that affect people who, you know, this just wasn't a norm. You know, you had the wife to cook and clean and take care of you and take care of the kids, and all of a sudden, you know, you're on your own. So to me, the year is important just because it adds so much to the story, although The Odd Couple is so funny and touching and all of the wonderful things that The Odd Couple is, it would play anywhere, I think.
Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
Blanche used to say, what time do you want dinner? I'd say, I don't know, I'm not hungry. Then at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd wake her up and say, now. I've been one of the highest paid sports writers in the East for the last 11 years. We managed to save $8.50 in pennies.
Evan Bergman, I'm Oscar.
Timothy Hull, I'm a pretty laid back guy, and I'm not like Felix at all. But you know, I've had numerous roommates over the years, and it's sometimes it's like I'm the Felix and they're the Oscar, and sometimes it's vice versa. So I've kind of had to think back to those times and what it was like to have a roommate that would drive me crazy or I would drive them crazy, and kind of just picking that out.
Evan, you know, Oscar's a cigar smoking, I guess, sports writer. Is there anything in you that's like Oscar?
There are things, definitely. Like Tim was saying, I've also had a bunch of roommates, and I will say I've never been the Felix, but I've leaned more towards the Oscar. As far as the stretch of like that type of vocation, it is a stretch, but I think of my buddies back in New York, and they do so many different types of things, and they're also huge sports spectators, and just like that whole world and being in that type of interest and really keeping up with the games and knowing what's going on is not really me, but it very much a lot of my friends. So I kind of tap into that through them, I think.
What's your favorite part of this show?
My favorite part is trying to work through and maintain the sanity when Felix and Oscar have their biggest bouts, and see how hard it is to kind of hold on to some type of sanity.
I would say it's at the top of scene two, after Felix has already moved in and been living there for a couple of weeks, because it's a part where, at least for a few minutes, Felix is really in his element, cleaning and serving, and it's just a fun section for me.
Are there challenges with the staging and the props and trying to portray the era?
It is. Of course, you add expense because instead of just a dining room table, you have to have a 1960s dining room table. And as you can see from our disarray set at the moment, all of the furniture is being recovered to you know, with 60s fabric. The food has to, you know, the beer cans have to have the authentic, you know, 1965 labels. So all of that has made it a little more challenging than, of course, if we'd set it in 2013. But I think it's going to be worth it because just the music, the set, we're having such a great time with it.
Talk about the cast, the guys who are cast as Oscar and Felix, and the supporting roles as well.
Oh my goodness, I could talk forever about the cast. They are stellar from top to bottom. Oscar is portrayed by Evan Bergman, who is actually a professional actor from New York. So he is our go-to person with, you know, would an apartment look like this in New York? And how would this have looked in New York? He's absolutely phenomenal. And he is joined, his counterpart in crime is Timothy Hull, who is playing Felix, the neurotic neat freak. He is a professional actor in, you know, in the Central Kentucky area. And together, they have such a great chemistry. They're so funny. They're so touching. They're so wonderful. Add to that the poker players, who are all great, great actors and directors in their own right. Bob Singleton, Eric Seal, Terry Withers, and Jason Paul Tate. And who can forget the lovely Pigeon Sisters, the English-speaking, Twiggy-esque hipsters from upstairs, and they're played by Sherry Jackson Thompson and Rachel Rogers. So, top to bottom, the cast is absolutely stellar.